Brothers and sisters, I am blessed to be here with you tonight. We gather to remember our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come here because we recognize that we're not worthy. We come here to remember that while we were still sinners, your Son, Jesus Christ, suffered and died for us on the cross. So if we feel sorrow tonight, let we feel it according to your will. If our hearts are filled with thanksgiving, let our thanksgiving be according to your will. If we're convicted of our sins, let that be according to your will. And if we decide to dedicate ourselves to follow you, to be your disciples, then may your will be done. Father God, I pray that you be with us tonight as we worship, as we praise, and as we remember our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 8 says, "You see, just at the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us."
罗马书五章六到八节，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日子为罪人死，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died for sinners. Jesus himself said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance."
基督为罪人死，耶稣说，无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。
The Bible also says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You see, God made each of us for his purpose. We were intended to reflect God's glory with every word that comes from our lips, with every work of our hands, with every step of our feet, and with every thought that comes from our minds.
圣经上记着说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，神按照他的旨意造人，我们本当以口中的每一句话，所做的每一件事，所走的每一步路，所有的思想来荣耀神。
Now, often we come to church, and on the outside, we look just fine, like we got it all together. Now, that's the mask we wear when we come to church.
通常我们在教会的时候总是看起来很好，好像什么事情都已经搞定了。那是我们来到教会所戴的面具。
But if God projected our every thought on the screen over here for everyone to see, would we be ashamed and embarrassed?
但是如果神将我们每一个思想都放在这个投影片上，让大家都看到，我们是不是会觉得羞愧？
In preparing for tonight's message, I reflected on my sins past and present, and I was troubled by the bad things I've done, of falling into temptation.
在准备今晚的讯息时，我反省自己过去和现在的罪，为了之前我在诱惑里所犯的过犯，我感到难过。
And I was equally troubled by the right things I didn't do, because sin is not just the obvious evils like boasting, hatred, envy, vanity, lust, and greed. Sin is also failing to do what you know is right. James chapter 4 verse 17 says, "Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin."
我也为了没有做到该做的事而感到同样的难过，因为罪 不只是自夸、仇恨、嫉妒、虚荣、邪情、贪婪，罪也是没有做到对的事。雅各书四章十七节说，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
Now none of us can go back in time and erase the wrongs we have done. And because of our sins, we are objects of God's wrath.
我们不能回到过去一笔勾销我们所犯的过犯，由于我们的罪，神的愤怒临到我们身上。
The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, which is a physical death followed by a spiritual one, an eternal separation from God.
经上记着说，罪的工价乃是死，先是肉体的死，然后是灵魂的死，也就是永远与神隔绝。
And none of us can train ourselves to never sin again. So without the ability to achieve the righteousness of God, we would still stand condemned unless God intervened.
然而，没有一个人可以靠着自己训练自己永不犯罪，所以无法靠着自己的努力不犯罪的情况下，我们就会一直被定罪，除非神亲自介入。
Now the good news is that God did intervene by sending his one and only son, Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16.
好在神真的介入了，他赐下他的独生子耶稣。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。约翰福音三章十六节。
Now we are unable to achieve the righteousness of God by our own efforts. But 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 says, God made him, that is Jesus, who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
我们无法靠着自己的努力达到神公义的标准，但是哥林多后书五章二十一节说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Now forgiveness is not free. Suppose someone robbed you and beat you until you died, and God casually says, I forgive him. Where is the justice in that?
饶恕不是没有代价的。如果有人抢了你的东西，又把你打到死了，而神说原谅那个凶手，那么公义何在？
The man who sinned against you deserves death, and you deserve death for the sins you committed. For the Bible says the wages of sin is death.
那个凶手需要被判死刑，而你也要为你的罪付上死亡的代价，因为罪的工价乃是死。
So what would it cost God to forgive every sin of every person that has ever lived?
神得要付上多少的代价去饶恕从古至今每一个人的罪？
The Bible says that we were bought at a price. In fact, it says in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22, God's law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
圣经说，因为你们是重价买来的，在希伯来书九章二十二节，按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
The Bible says that to pay the price for our sins, Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God as something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing, by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
所以为了要替我们付上罪的代价，耶稣本有神的形象，不以自己与神同为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Death on a cross. It's so easy to say. But what is death on a cross? Death on a cross was a method of execution.
死在十字架上讲得很简单。那什么是死在十字架上呢？死在十字架上是一种刑罚。
The crucifixion was so gruesome that the Romans used it only for the most vile and hated criminals.
钉死在十字架是极度残酷的刑罚。罗马人只将最心狠手辣、最被怨恨 的犯人处死在十字架上。
And according to the Gospels, Jesus was first sent to be scourged before the crucifixion. Now you must know that the Roman floggings were known to be especially brutal.
根据福音书的记载，耶稣在被钉十字架前遭到鞭刑。罗马的鞭刑是出名的残忍。
A soldier used a whip of braided leather straps, and it's got metal balls and sharp bones woven into them. When the whip struck Jesus' body, the balls and sharp bone would cause internal bleeding and rip Jesus' flesh.
兵丁用皮鞭上绑着铁球和刺骨，当皮鞭抽打在耶稣身上时，铁球和刺骨造成内出血和皮开肉绽。
It was common that internal organs would become exposed as the muscles of the body were ripped open. A 3rd century historian described a particular Roman flogging in this way. He wrote, "The sufferer's veins were laid bare, and the very muscles, sinews, and bowels of the victim were open to exposure."
因为肉被撕开，所以体内的器官通常都看得到。一位第三世纪历史学家如此形容罗马的鞭刑。被鞭打的人的血管、肌肉、肠子都暴露在外。
After the flogging, Jesus was made to carry the cross to the side of the crucifixion.
在鞭刑之后，耶稣得背着十字架去刑场。
The side of the crucifixion was on a hill called Place of the Skull. It was called Golgotha in Aramaic, and in Latin it was translated into Calvary.
刑场是在一个叫独楼地的山坡上，哥哥他是亚拉姆语，后来翻译成拉丁文为独楼地。
There Jesus was laid down with his hands stretched out on the horizontal beam of the cross. Then soldiers took 5-inch metal spikes and drove them through Jesus' right and left wrists. The nails crushed the nerves in each hand.
耶稣躺在刑场上。双手张开来，在十架的横梁上，兵丁用五寸长的铁钉穿过耶稣的手腕，钉子钉烂了双手的神经。
Then Jesus was hoisted up together with a horizontal beam to be attached to the vertical post. And when the horizontal and vertical beams were attached, it formed the shape of the cross. Then nails were hammered into Jesus' feet.
然后耶稣同着横梁和竖梁被抬起，横梁和竖梁架在一起，就成了十字架。接着钉子钉入了耶稣的双脚。
Now notice that the nails did not cause any mortal wounds. The cross was intentionally designed to extract the maximum amount of pain for the longest amount of time.
要知道这些钉子并不会造成死亡的伤口。十字架的刑罚是专门设计让人以最痛苦的方式以及最长的时间慢慢的死去。
But surpassing the physical suffering was Jesus' spiritual suffering.
远超过肉体上的痛苦，则是耶稣灵魂上的痛苦。
Peter chapter 2 verse 24 says, He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross.Bearing our sins means to suffer the consequences of sin. And he was so full of unrighteousness carrying our sins that the Heavenly Father had to turn his eyes away. This is why Jesus said on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?
彼得前书二章二十四节，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。承担我们的罪，代表他得为罪的后果受难。我们的罪使他成为不义，连天父都转脸过去。这是为什么耶稣在十字架上喊着说， 我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
The father-son relationship was broken in a sense. Jesus suffered separation from God the Father so that you and I wouldn't have to.
父子的关系断裂了。耶稣为我们承受与神隔绝的痛苦和灵魂的死亡，好让我们不用自己去经历。
Yet Jesus suffered all this willingly. He said in advance, "The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." John 10, verse 17 to 18. You see, Jesus was not killed as if he had no choice. He gave up his life on his own accord.
是的, 耶稣愿意承担这一切。耶稣在这之前就说了，我父爱我。 因我将命舍去，好再取回来。没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。约翰福音10章17到18节。耶稣不是没有选择才被处死的，他自愿舍命。
Now the night before his crucifixion, Jesus prayed to his heavenly Father, "I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do." John 17:4. So on the cross, Jesus finished that work when he took up our sins from us and put it on himself. Then forsaken and spiritually alone, he said, "It is finished." And with that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
被钉十字架的前一晚， 耶稣向天父祷告说，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已成全了。约翰福音17章第4节，在十字架上，当耶稣承担了我们的罪，他完成了天父差他来世界上的功，被天父遗弃和隔绝。耶稣说成了，便低下头将灵魂交给神了。
This is what Jesus did for us on the cross, as foretold hundreds of years earlier by the prophet Isaiah. He wrote, "But he was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Isaiah 53, verse 5 and 6.
耶稣为了我们在十字架上成就的事，正如在那之前的几百年，先知以赛亚如此的预言，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。 耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。以赛亚书53章5到6节。
So when we think of Jesus and Jesus on the cross, what response does God want us to have?
当我们思考耶稣被钉十字架的时候，神要我们有什么样的反应呢？
First, God wants us to repent. Jesus said, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
首先神要我们悔改。耶稣说，我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。Now
today we call it accepting Jesus. It is a grossly inaccurate phrase that is unfortunately commonplace now.
现在我们都说接受耶稣，这是一个极大错误的说法，不信却习以为常的被使用。
Accept Jesus? As if Jesus suffered and died for us and then has to beg us to accept him? No, brothers and sisters. The calling of the cross is to repent.
接受耶稣吗? 好像耶稣为我们受难，死在十字架上，是为了恳求我们去接受他。不是的，弟兄姐妹，十字架的呼召是要人悔改。
Repentance is an action that begins with God convicting you in your heart of your sins.
悔改是一个行动，首先神会让你的心知罪。
Repentance is not you feeling guilty for having made a foolish mistake. You may feel bad for a while, but then you would go back to being your old self, perhaps even making the same mistakes again and again. That is not repentance.
悔改不是为了所犯的过错感到罪恶，你有可能难过一下，然后又回到老我继续的犯错。你有可能回到老我继续的犯错，那不是悔改。
Repentance is also not a worldly sorrow that leads to depression, hopeless regret, and in the extreme case, suicide.
悔改不是世俗的忧愁，因为世俗的忧愁产生忧虑，没有指望的后悔，甚至有时候会自杀。
Repentance is being convicted by God of your own sin to the point of wanting to be the opposite of what you were previously.
悔改是神使你知罪之后，你渴慕一个和过去不一样的生命。
It means to realize that you were going the wrong way. You were going your own way. And now, you want to make a U-turn to follow God.
悔改是你发现走在错的道路上，是走在自己的道路上。现在你想要回转，跟随神。
Paul describes the difference in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 and 10.I now rejoice, not that you were made sorrowful, but that you were made sorrowful to the point of repentance. For you were made sorrowful according to the will of God, so that you might not suffer loss in anything from us. For the sorrow that is according to the will of God produces a repentance without regret, leading to salvation. But the sorrow of the world produces death.
使徒保罗在哥林多后书七章九到十节描述这有什么不同。如今我欢喜，不是因你们忧愁，是因你们从忧愁中生出懊悔来。你们依着神的意思忧愁，凡事就不至于因我们受亏损了。因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
Now let's take a look at what repentance looks like in action. In Acts chapter 2,After witnessing Jesus' resurrection and ascension into heaven, Peter said to a crowd of people, Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do?
我们来看一下悔改的行动是怎样。在《使徒行传》第二章，在耶稣复活升天后，彼得对群众说：故此，以色列全家当确实知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：弟兄们，我们应当怎么行？
Notice the conviction of sin. They were cut to the heart.Follow immediately by a response in action. What shall we do? And Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins.
请注意他们认罪，他们觉得扎心，立刻接着有具体的行动。他们问，我们应当怎样行？彼得回答说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受浸。叫你们的罪得救得赦。
The call of the cross is first repentance. Next, it calls us to become something entirely different.
十字架的呼召首先是悔改，接着他呼召我们完全的改变。
Being a Christian is not about getting something from God. It is not about what can God do for me. Being a Christian means to be changed by God into something new.2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here.
成为基督徒不是想从神那里得到什么，不是神可以为我做什么。成为基督徒是让神改变自己，成为新造的人。哥林多后书五章十七节。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人， 旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And the process by which this transformation occurs involves us dying and then coming back to life. This transformation starts in the here and now. And the scriptures is filled with this concept of being crucified with Christ and then being raised up again with Christ as someone new and better.
这个转变的过程需要我们死而复活。这个转变就在信主后立即开始。以下这节经文提到与基督同钉十字架，然后与基督同复活，成为新造更好的人。
Here are some of the examples I found. In Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 it says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
加拉太书2章20节，我已经与基督同钉十架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着。是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24 says, He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness.
彼得前书2章24节，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
And in Romans chapter 6 verse 4, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
罗马书六章四节，所以我们借着敬礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Brothers and sisters, every true believer goes through this process of transformation by the grace and power of God.
弟兄姐妹，每一个真正的信徒都会因着神的恩典和大能经历转变的过程。
Now we're all familiar with John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. But how many of us realize that eternal life is not merely your old self living forever?I mean, how horrible that would be to have to put up with each other's bad temper, petty jealousy, penchant for complaining for all eternity. What would be the difference between heaven and hell if that were the case?
我们都很熟悉约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫他一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。但是我们当中有多少人明白？永生不是我们的老我永永远远的活着，那是多么可怕的一件事，要永远去容忍彼此的坏脾气、小气、嫉妒、爱埋怨。那这样天堂和地狱有什么不同？
No, brothers and sisters, the eternal life, having eternal life, means to let our old self die and let God raise us up to be something new.
不是这样的，弟兄姐妹。永生是让老我死，让神使我们复活有新生的样式。
Romans chapter 6 verse 1 through 13. Read it with me in your heart. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer?Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Verse 11. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires.Do not offer any part of yourselves to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness.
罗马书请各位在心里跟我这样念，六章一到四节，这样怎么说呢？我可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。 我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们这受尽归入基督耶稣的人，是受尽归入他的死吗？所以我们接着敬礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。六章十一到十三节，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从生死的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
The way of the cross is God's salvation plan. It is mysterious and a wonderful thing. When you think about it, it really is all God's work.
十字架的道路，神的救恩计划是神奇又美好的事。仔细想想，这其实全都是神的作为。
Only God can send a Savior, Jesus Christ. Only God can crucify our sins on the cross. Only God can move a person's heart to true repentance. Only God can make us into the new creation fit for heaven. And only God can transform us from the objects of wrath into instruments of righteousness. We can do none of these. Only God. It is truly by God's grace we have been saved.
唯有神能赐下救赎者耶稣基督，唯有神能将我们的罪钉死在十字架上，唯有神能感动人真心的去悔改，唯有神能让我们成为新造的人，得以进入天国，也唯有神能改变我们本为可怒之子，竟成为义的器具。我们无法成就这些事，唯有神可以。我们实在是完全靠着神的恩典来得救。
I'm going to conclude my message today with just simply a reading of his word. It comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 10. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
我将结束今晚的讯息以一段经文，在以弗所书二章四到十节。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
God bless the reading of his word.
愿神祝福他的话语。
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we once again just thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ and what he done for us on the cross. We thank you that it is through the cross that leads us to true repentance. And so we come and open our hearts to you, and we give up this whole time of worship to you. May you be with us. May your name be glorified. May Jesus feel our love for you. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.